I hope that in the future we'll reduce protectionism. There are several types of protectionism. Number one, quotas and duties. Number two, sanitary protectionism. Now there is a new protectionism, environmental protectionism. I don't buy your beef or your soybeans because I heard that somebody is burning a forest near Paraguay. It happens all the time. So we need less protectionism. We need more freedom for agriculture. The second point, we have to make the World Trade Organization work well or change to another organization the problems of agriculture, because they're too slow and we need more response. Now, why we need these things? Because we have to stop, or we have to, I'm trying to find the word for that. We have straps. We have to cut them. We have to leave more freedom for the farmer and for the farmers' organizations, including for in the new countries to train these people. Because today, governments have to do everything. And governments, as you know, are usually a disaster. In my country, we consider if the governor doesn't help, doesn't do anything, it's better than doing something. Because usually, governments create bureaucracy, intervention, and all these things. So we have to freed the world's agriculture trade. There will be more production, lower prices, and there will be food for everybody.